So this is Spot Anime, and I just got done seeing Terminator with a few of my friends from work, and just wanted to share my thoughts. So I really liked, obviously, Terminator 2. With everybody loved that movie, and I actually liked Terminator 3 for what it was worth. It didn't take itself too seriously, but it had a pretty cool ending and that hot Terminator villain in it. What does Terminator Salvation have? Gotta tell you guys, not a whole lot. Christian Bale, which one would think that was a positive, I don't think he helped out the movie at all. I don't know if it was the directing or what, but he overacted, talked in his Batman voice the entire time, and he really was kind of there in name only, phoning it in. He didn't really bring too much to the part. In terms of some of the supporting characters, the character of Marcus was in and out of his Australian accent, or so it seemed, and so that was a little annoying. And also, spoilers, but they kind of blow it in the previews anyway, that he's kind of part Terminator, but he hasn't come to terms with being half robot, even though he's a bad guy in real life and wants to pay for his crimes way back in 2003. So his motivations were a little sketchy. You had the Kyle Reese character, who was just an annoying bratty little kid, and then the rest of the Resistance reminded me a little bit of the Matrix. So all in all, was it any good? Yeah, there were some good action scenes, especially one with a Terminator kind of Transformer like giant robot, and a chase that ensues across a bridge with a couple of these rather neat looking Terminator motorcycle robots. Other than that, though, it was pretty noisy, pretty sepia drowned. The plot was a little inconsistent. There was a really kind of cheesy cameo toward the end, which I'm not going to give away, but everybody's probably expecting it anyway. Other than that, did I like it? Not really. Like I said, there's a few good action scenes. Acting was terrible. The story was, I expected that kind of story out of, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, not out of a major motion picture. And the directing, sorry, McGee, you tried to make a serious movie. It was completely devoid of any of your tongue-in-cheek trademark that you did in the Charlie's Angels movies, which not necessarily had a place, but there was absolutely zero humor in this movie. So just was not a good movie. So thank God it wasn't the first big summer movie release, and that seems to be the X-Men was the first one, but the one that so far is wearing the crown seems to be Star Trek, because everybody loves that one. So Terminator, if you want to go see it, quite frankly, when I was watching it, I really wish I had a remote and I could hit info to find out how much time I had left, because it just seemed like it was really overlong, really dry material. The directing was bad, acting was bad, so wouldn't recommend it. So there you go, that's Spot Anime's very short Terminator review. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks.